With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. It's been a fairly quiet couple of days for wildfires in Montana in general, with cooler temperatures and higher humidities in the northwest at least. But between Helena and Great Falls, Montana's Department of Natural Resources and Conservation reported an active fire day on fires near Holter Lake. Authorities closed Lower Holter Lake so that helicopters and air tankers could safely pull water to attack the Bray Fire just west of Wolf Creek. That fire, which was reported Sunday afternoon, is now estimated at about 600 acres in size. It was 0% contained this morning. Up around Libby, firefighters reported minimal fire spread on the Goat Rock complex of 7 fires, burning about 8,500 acres in Lincoln and Sanders counties. Further north, around Knoxon and Clark Fork, Idaho, some of the nearly 400 people fighting fires on the Clark Fork complex have started demobilizing. One of those fires had forced some residents along Highway 56 out of their houses for nearly 2 weeks. Evacuations in the area were lifted at 6 o'clock this morning. Officials at a public meeting in Troy last night said that there's still a lot of fire on the ground in the area and that fire season is far from over. Southwest of Alberton, the 12,000-acre West Fork Fish Creek fire that started August 14th was at 0% containment as of this morning. Some 300 people remain evacuated from that fire. Today, public safety staff were offering to escort some homeowners back to their homes for limited access based on urgent need. On the Thompson complex near Essex, authorities say low-pressure weather patterns will continue to affect the fire complex with generally favorable conditions. A federal appeals court has rejected Montana's request to rehear their defense of state campaign contribution limits. A panel of 3 federal judges decided in May that a state district court must decide whether Montana's contribution limits are constitutional based on legal tests outlined in the U.S. Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United ruling. In related news, Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices will begin 2 days of public hearings tomorrow on a complete rewrite of the rules that govern election campaigns in the state, especially political donations. Commissioner Jonathan Modell says the new rules are intended to provide transparency for the voters and clarity for the candidates.
If you're running for office in Montana, these rules are a godsend to you because they make the elections fair. They promote understanding of who's funding elections and when they're funding elections.
Modell says the rewrite of the 15-year-old election rules was triggered by 2 events, the Citizens United decision that allows corporations to spend unlimited amounts on political campaigns, and a so-called dark money bill passed by Montana lawmakers this year that requires most political donations to be disclosed to the public. The hearings begin tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the old Supreme Court chambers at the state capitol. Montana's construction sector is making gains, but still isn't back to pre-recession levels. Economist Patrick Barkey says Montana's construction wages indicate steady growth in the industry.
But not quite up to the levels that we had before the big housing bust. So if you were to compare, for example, construction statewide by that measure I just mentioned, you would see that we're probably still about 10% down from where we were in 07, which was the peak year before the bust.
Barkey is director of the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research. The U.S. Commerce Department this week said construction spending in July climbed to its highest level in more than 7 years. It noted there was an increase in the building of houses, factories, and power plants. An attorney for a Louisiana oil company is asking a judge to reject the government's proposed timeline for lifting its hold on an energy lease in the Badger II Medicine area in the National Forest south of Blackfeet Reservation. The request comes as a federal historic preservation panel plans a public hearing tomorrow in Shodo on whether to allow drilling on the 6,200-acre lease site. Stephen Lechner, attorney for the company Solvenex, says the government's schedule will add years to the 3-decade delay that the company has already endured. Lechner wants U.S. District Judge Richard Leon to lift a suspension on the lease so exploratory drilling can begin. The Blackfeet tribes of the U.S. and Canada are opposed to drilling on what they consider their spiritual homeland. For background on the origins over the dispute over drilling in the Badger II Medicine, visit our website, mtpr.org. A man suspected of dropping a cigarette and causing a fire that burned at least 3 homes in August is facing a misdemeanor charge in Flathead County. The Flathead Beacon reports Joseph DeVera was charged with negligent endangerment related to the fire that evacuated homes in Evergreen and burned 6.5 acres on August 5th. He's not yet appeared in court. Deputy County Attorney Kenneth Park says the fire caused over $500,000 in damage. A federal appeals court has revived a bid by environmentalists to block drilling on some public lands in Montana until the government looks more closely at climate change impacts. The case had been dismissed 2 years ago by a judge who said the environmentalists could not demonstrate that drilling activities would cause them harm. But a three-judge panel from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed in a ruling yesterday. That sends the case back to U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon for reconsideration. The environmentalists want the government to force reductions in methane emitted from oil and gas fields. Methane is a far more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. It gets into the atmosphere when pipelines leak and when companies vent or flare excess natural gas from oil production. A federal judge has decided to continue delaying the sale of timber on up to 4 square miles of National Forest Service land along Hebgen Lake, ruling against 2 federal agencies that asked for the injunction to be thrown out. Alliance for the Wild Rockies and Native Ecosystems Council filed suit in 2013 to stop the logging plans, saying the sale poses a threat to grizzly bears and Canadian lynx. I'm Eric Whitney.